The new world is here. Welcome to season 2 of Expanding Your Divine Light. Let this be a season of magic, your magic. A season in which you let go of all you believed to be true. Not only about the world and the systems of the world we live in, but about yourself. Let go of all you believed to be true and allow the true you to be built on a foundation of truth and integrity. Listen in, and within my words you will find the activations and the upgrades you are seeking in this moment. Those codes that will serve you on your own unique journey. Welcome. Hello, beautiful souls. It's been a while. Welcome to this episode of Expanding Your Divine Light. My name is Debbie Hagedorn. So glad to be here. So grateful you made the choice to listen. So much is shifting so quickly. And I'm here to reassure you that while the world as we knew it is crumbling down around us, that you will want to move your focus to where you are going, to where it is that you desire to be, to what it is that you want to be true in your life. Focus on your dreams, because your energy goes wherever you are focusing. Focus on that which feels right in your heart. Focus on that which brings giddy laughter out and up through your voice. Focus on that which fills you with love. Love beyond anything you could have imagined possible. Because while the new world is here, you have to choose to allow it to come through you. It's a frequency. It's a shift in frequency for all of us. To choose to live at a higher frequency here on Earth. This is how you, in time, experience the new world. To do the work of ascension, which means letting go of all that no longer serves you. Being brave and choosing to turn left when the easiest path is in front of you, but you know it's not the right path for you, turn left. Make the hard choices right now. Don't wait. Keep letting go, continue letting go. Be willing to do whatever it takes in a manner that serves your highest good. And this will look scary if you are still holding on to old beliefs, if you are still allowing your mind to control your life, if your ego still gets its way every day, because it is the old way to allow your mind to run the show. To believe that your ego knows what is best for you. Both of these beautiful components of your life. But if it is the new world, if it is heaven on earth that you want to experience in this lifetime, you have to make the choice to love your mind and allow your heart to lead the way. To appreciate your ego and realize that you are not at all who you believed yourself to be. And this letting go, this process feels like some sort of death over and over again. How do I know? Because I continue to let go. I continue to let go of all that I believe to be true about me. I'm not at all who I thought I was. Nor do I want to be anymore. I choose heaven on earth. I choose Eden. I choose my best life. I choose abundance, whatever that looks like in every facet of my life. And because I choose to do these things, to receive these things, I choose to do whatever it takes. Highest good. With every decision I feel in my body, I just know whether it's the right choice for me or not. This comes through practice. Practice, daily practice, to fine-tune your inner knowing. As you let go and you allow yourself to receive more of the pure frequency of you, to be filled in with the light of God, your knowing gets stronger and stronger each day. Your inner wisdom steps up to lead the way. This is how you build faith. So important. For what lies ahead, because what lies ahead has never been experienced before. We as a race, as a human race, never made it to this point in the past. And if you're listening to this, you, dear one, were meant for these times. You, dear one, were meant to let go of all that you believed to be true, to find your wings and allow yourself to fly. Heaven on earth is as it was always meant to be. And it has returned and is available to all who choose it. The most precise path for you is the one that you feel in your heart. In every moment, your heart speaks first. Your mind follows with all sorts of objections if you let it. Trust your heart. Grow in your faith that what is real lies inside of you and everything on the outside is simply an illusion. Mind-blowing, I know, but it is true. Your energy creates your reality. You must take responsibility for where you are at in your life. You must find acceptance for all that is, all that has been. Every moment, exactly what you needed to learn the lessons that would allow your consciousness to expand in this space. Every experience, no matter what it looks like, no matter how your ego perceives it, no matter what your mind chooses to label it as, was designed by your soul for you to move through, to receive the lessons, and to grow, to expand. to be willing to look into the darkness of the unknown. And know, with all of every fiber of your being, that you've got this. You've got this, dear one. If you're hearing my words, you've got this. Keep choosing you. Keep choosing only that which is in front of you. Learn to discern. Discernment is extremely important right now. There is a lot of noise, and I don't mean noise to your ears, but there is a lot of energetic untruth out there. And the only way to move through it, knowing that you're following the truth, what is true for you, is to feel it in your heart, to feel it in your bones, to feel it in your body, to allow your gifts to guide the way, your empathy, your knowing, your inner wisdom, your psychic ability, whatever your gifts are, allow them to bloom. They are the tools you need to guide yourself. Your journey is unique to you, and there is not another person on this planet that has the wisdom that your soul is seeking right now. Codes and activations, absolutely. We're not walking this ascension journey alone. In my words, you will find the activations, the upgrades that your soul is seeking right now to help you expand. Sometimes this involves breaking your brain, if you will, to receive something that feels right but doesn't make any sense to your mind. And there's a lot of things that, to the mind, don't make sense. But it's okay. If you feel it to be true in your heart, it is the right step. It is the right thing. It is the right person. It is the right place. It is the right space. It is the right job. It is the right whatever for you. Choose not to be distracted by the noise. Choose to continue to let go in the manner that serves your highest good. Choose to open your heart to truth, to what is true for you. And in acceptance, know that all of the changes that are happening will always be leading you to something better. Because as your frequency rises, this is the only way to know that those people who leave your life, and I know how it feels, and I know that it's sad and hard, and all of those feelings, allow yourself to feel the grief, the sadness, the hurt. Feel them. Feel these things, because these feelings will pass. Your consciousness chose this human body so it could grow and expand through the human experience, which involves feeling, not retaining, not becoming your emotions, not becoming depressed, not becoming grief-ridden, To be calm your emotions is not the way. Rather, to feel the energy. You can label it if you choose to or not, but to feel the energy that brings you tears, that makes you laugh, that causes your heart to ache, that fills you with glee. We've labeled those energies, but in truth, they are only energy. Allow yourself to feel them, label them if you wish, and let them go. They're not meant to stay. You are not your emotions. You are a beautiful, divine being of light. Who came to this planet to experience heaven on earth as it was originally created to be. I am here to show you the way. This is at least one part of my path to be the bridge between the two worlds. I don't look back to the old world. I don't care what's going on there. It's amusing to me. That's about it. My focus is on the new world, and I am the bridge. And if you choose the new world too, then stick with me. There is a lot to come. I love you, dear one. I am setting my intention to release new episodes on a weekly basis, at least for a short while. So every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I look forward to speaking with you again in perfect time. I love you.